भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम 5th canto chapter 18 text 37 Dravya Kriya Hetu Ayanesha Kartribhir Maya Gunair Vastu Nirikshitatman निरीक्षितात्मने अनिक्षयान् गातिशय आत्मा। ओके लेट मी जस्ट ब्रेक इट। अनिक्षया अंग अतिशय आत्मबुद्धि भी अनिक्षयांगातिशयात्मबुद्धि भी निरस्त मायाकृतये नमो नमः। द्रव्यक्रिया हेतु तन्नयनेश कर्त्रीभिर् माया गुणैर्वस्तु निरीक्षिताक्षत्मने माया गुणैर्वस्तु निरीक्षितात्मने अन्निक्षयांगात्यशक्ति अतिशयात्मबुद्धि भी निरस्त माया कृतये नमो नमः। द्रव्य क्रिया हेत्तयानेश कर्त्रिभी माया गुणैर्वस्तु निरीक्षितात्मने अनिक्षयांगा अतिशयात्मबुद्धि भी निरस्त माया कृतये नमो नमः।
निरीक्षितात्मने
माया
Mataji's Drabhya, by the objects of sense enjoyment. Kriya, the activities of the senses. Hetu, the predominating deities of sensory activities. Ayana, the body. Isha, the predominating time. Kartribhi, by false egotism. Maya gunai, by the modes of material nature. Bastu, as a fact. Nirikshita, being observed. Atmane, unto the Supreme Soul. Annikshaya, by careful consideration. Anga, by the limbs of yogic practice. Otishaya Atma Buddhi Bhi, by those whose intelligence has become fixed. Nirasta, completely freed from. Maya, the illusory energy. Akritaye, whose form. Namaha, all respectful obeisances. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The objects of material enjoyment, sound, form, taste, touch and smell, the activities of the senses, the controllers of sensory activities, the demigods, the body, eternal time, and egotism are all creations of your material energy. Those whose intelligence has become fixed by perfect execution of mystic yoga can see that all these elements results from the actions of your external energy. They can also see you, your transcendental form, as super soul in the background of everything. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat after me. The objects of material enjoyment, sound, form, taste, touch and smell, the activities of the senses, the controller of the sensory activities, the demigods, the body, eternal time, and egotism are all creations of your material energy. Those whose intelligence has become fixed by perfect execution of mystic yoga can see that all these elements result from the actions of your external energy. They can also see your transcendental form as super soul in the background of everything. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The objects of material enjoyment, the sensory activities, attachment to sensual pleasure, the body, false egotism, and so on, are produced by the Lord's external energy, Maya. The background of all these activities is the living being, and the director of the living beings is the super soul. The living being is not the all in all. He is directed by the super soul. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Krishna confirms this. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishto matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The living entity depends on the super soul for directions. A person advanced in spiritual knowledge, or a person expert in the practice of mystic yoga, yam, niyam, asan, and so on, can understand transcendence either as Paramatma or as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is the original cause of all natural events. Therefore, He is described as Sarvakarana Karanam, the cause of all causes. Behind everything visible to our material eyes is some cause, and one who can see the original cause of all causes, Lord Krishna, can actually see Krishna. The Satchidananda Vigraha is the background of everything, as He Himself confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militang Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishthang Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Drabha Kriya Hettai Ayaneshu Ayaneshakartri Bhir Maya Gunair Bastu Nirikshitatmane Annikshayanga Atishayatma Buddhibhi Nirasta Maya Kritaye Namo Namaha. The objects of material enjoyment, sound, form, taste, touch, and smell, the activities of the senses, the controller of the sensory activities, the demigods, the body, eternal time, and egotism are all creations of your material energy. Those whose intelligence has become fixed by perfect execution of mystic yoga can see that all these elements result from the actions of your external energy. They can also see your transcendental form as super soul in the background of everything. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you. This is the residents of Jambudvip are offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, there are various deepas or islands. And Jammudeep is the central one. And we are actually situated in Jammudeep. So the residents of Jammudeep are offering the prayers here. So there are a series of prayers that they are offering. But here, this one is very beautiful. Actually, all prayers to the Supreme Lord are beautiful. But here, it is actually giving us a very clear understanding of this material nature. Material nature is subjected to our sense perception. Akshaja. Aksha means senses, and akshaja means produced from our sense perception. And here there is a very clear description of various aspects of this material nature. One thing is our senses. Material enjoyment, the objects of material enjoyment, and the activities of the senses. What are the objects of the enjoyment, sense enjoyment? The form, the taste, the touch, the smell, and sound. There are five senses, and from five senses comes five objects of the senses. For example, the object of the ears. What is the object of ears? Sound. What is the object of the skin? Touch. What is the object of the eyes? Form. What is the object of the tongue? Taste. What is the object of the nose? Smell. So this is how there are five objects of the senses. Namely, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And the senses try to enjoy through these objects of the senses. Beautiful smell. This nose is enjoying. Beautiful taste. Tongue is enjoying. Beautiful form. Eyes are enjoying. Beautiful touch. Skin is enjoying. And beautiful sound, ears are enjoying. So in this way, in this material nature, living entities are trying to enjoy. But then it goes one step further. The controllers of sensory activities, the controllers of the sensory activities. The living entities are not actually, we are not the controllers of our sensory activities. The controller of the sensory activities are the demigods. They are controlling. And how it is happening? It is happening due to our karma. As we acted in the past, the demigods are giving the results, and as a result of that, we are having different types of sense pleasures. Someone is enjoying because of his good karma, good actions. Someone is suffering due to his bad actions. This is the law of nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha. prakrite, in this material nature, kriyamanani, everything is happening according to guna and karma. Guna karma, gunai karmani sarvasaha. Sarvasaha, everything. But the problem is ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannati. Being bewildered by his false ego, ahankar, a living entity thinks that I am the doer. So that is the situation of a living entity in this material nature. So, where
it is happening, was the field of our activities?
The body. The body. Through our body, we are going through different types of experiences. And then, false ego, we described about it, they are all produced by the Lord's external energy, Maya. They all, in one hand, there is the spirit soul, and then the spirit soul comes into this material nature and becomes subjected to this arrangement. This is actually consideration of Sankha philosophy. The Sankha philosophy very analytically describes this material nature. Five senses, five objects of the senses, five elements, five working senses, three subtle senses, mind, intelligence and false ego. Then 24th consideration is Mahatattva. The entire material nature is analyzed in this way. Krishna analyzed it through 8 elements. Bhumi, Rapo, Analo, Vayu, Khang, Mano, Buddhi, Revacha, Ahankara, Vinna Prakritir, Ashtadha. There are 8 Ashtadha. These 8 considerations. But they are Vinna, separated. My separated energy. But the thing is, then Krishna actually makes a jump, shift. Aparayamitastannam. This separated energy of mine is inferior. But prakritiṁ viddhi me parāṁ. There is a superior energy of mine. Sankha philosophy also makes that consideration. After analyzing the entire material nature with these 24 considerations, they consider they are objective in nature. But object cannot exist without the subject. So who is the subject? I am the subject. I am here, therefore this is. So everybody's I is the subject. And what is that I? The Jiva Bhuta is the I, as Krishna said here. Jiva Bhutang Mahabahu. That Jiva Bhutang, the living entities, the spirit soul, came from another nature, Krishna's superior energy, superior nature. Jiva Bhutang Mahabaha. Jajedang Dharjate Jagat. They are sustaining this material nature. So in this way, through Sankha philosophy, proper Sankha philosophy, there are two Sankhas. One is the atheistic Sankha and the other is theistic Sankha. The atheistic Sankha do not accept
the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, but theistic Sankha considers that the living entities must be coming, since they are minute and many, must have a source, must have an origin. So who is the source, who is the origin? The Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse also it has been pointed out that these whose intelligence has become fixed by perfect execution of mystic yoga can see that all these elements result from the action of your external energy. They can also see your transcendental form as super soul. Behind this external material nature, an intelligent person sees the super soul. A yogi sees the super soul. So who is a real yogi? Devotees. Perfected yogi. They very easily know that. But those who are practicing this Ashtanga yoga are wasting their time. No use. First of all, it's difficult. Then there are too many obstacles, too many temptations. The yogis undergo all kinds of temptations. As they go higher and higher, the temptations come in the form of siddhis. Take this. Anima siddhi, laghima siddhi, prapti siddhi, kamabhasaita siddhi. And they fall prey to that. Whereas a devotee, they don't worry about anything, any such siddhi. And Krishna doesn't give the devotees such siddhi unless they are ready for it. Just like a rich man doesn't give his son the wealth until he's qualified, until he's mature. The son may inherit it, but the father won't give it to him. Because he'll get spoiled. He'll misuse the wealth. So, similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although the devotees have inherited all that, but he doesn't give them. You grow up, you become mature. You come to your right age, then I'll give it to you. That's Krishna's attitude. And we can, in that way, we can see some of the pure devotees have displayed such yoga siddhi. Like Prabhupada often used to say that people are so fond of seeing miracles. Let anybody perform a miracle like I have done. Spread Krishna consciousness, made devotees all over the world. Made devotees from totally degraded people. Meat eaters, drunkards, womanizers, they all became devotees. So this is the biggest miracle. And this miracle will continue. Deshva miracle for a moment and then it is gone. But this miracle is continuously going on. Prabhupada's miracle. There are many such stories also. Rasikananda Prabhu, disciple of Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, one morning he was brushing his teeth. In India, people in the morning often brush their teeth sitting next to a pond or a lake. And so he was brushing his teeth sitting on a stone. And somebody came that, a big yogi has come. Oh, is it? How do you know that he's a big yogi? Because he came riding on a tiger. So Rashikananda Prabhu said, let me go. No, I'm sorry, Rashikananda Prabhu is not a disciple of Hridayananda Prabhu. He's a disciple of Shyamananda Prabhu. So he said, let me go and see him. And he's saying he just went flying with the stone. The stone went flying with him on it. So this is the siddhi of a devotee. And that yogi who came riding on a tiger became his disciple. So that is a devotee. Their devotees are not interested in. For them, what to speak of siddhi? Even liberation appears to be insignificant. Kaivalya narakayate. A devotee thinks that kaivalya, liberation, is like going to hell. Why is going to hell? Because that liberation doesn't allow him to render service to Krishna. So service to Krishna is so enjoyable that even liberation, going out of the suffering condition of the material nature, becomes insignificant. That is the position of a devotee. So we have to recognize that the ultimate culmination is through this process also we can see, like through mystic yoga, if one achieves perfection, then what happens? He sees the super soul in the heart. Ashtanga yoga leads to samadhi. The samadhi is seeing the super soul in the heart. So when one sees the super soul in the heart, then what happens? Will he say the super soul and say goodbye? What will naturally happen to him? Prapatti, surrender. So when a living entity, after achieving perfection in yoga practice, sees the super soul, then he surrenders unto him. And that surrender is the beginning of devotional service. Therefore, yoginam api sarvesham madgaten antaratmanah. Among all the yogis who has become engaged in rendering devotional service to Krishna is the topmost of the yogi. So in this way we can see that devotional service is beyond yoga siddhi. Therefore Prabhupada said that it has to be understood that those who have accepted devotional service, they have achieved the yoga perfection, yoga siddhi. They have already achieved it. Because this is a stage that is beyond that. Now one may say, how do I know? But that is, although we cannot really understand it, although we cannot experience it, but it's a fact, because we have been elevated to that higher situation by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. So in that respect, Prabhupada gives the example, like sometimes somebody receives a doctorate, PhD, without even going through the process. They award him the PhD. Now, is he a PhD? Is he beyond master's? Graduation, master's, is a PhD. Or another example is a rich man's son. He is born in a rich family. He has already achieved it. He didn't have to make the million himself. Nowadays, million is not a big deal. Billion. That is the situation for a devotee. That is the status. That is the situation of a devotee. So, understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrendering unto Him is the ultimate perfection of life. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bo. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Okay, one question here. Bibhu Chaitanya Das. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. How should we study Srila Prabhupada's books so that we may attain the intelligence mentioned in the verse? The intelligence that has been mentioned in the verse has already been achieved by you. That you have come to Krishna consciousness, accepted the process, that is a sign of real intelligence. Now just keep reading Srila Prabhupada's books as attentively as possible. Intelligence is there, now utilize your intelligence. Alright? Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes?
Most of material. So, like when we come to devotional life, so still most of material nature sometimes feel that we are active. So, how we should know that we are getting free from most of material nature?
Yeah, good question. By using them in Krishna's service. Just as Arjuna did. He's a warrior. Mode of passion. What's he doing? He's using his modes in serving Krishna. So, but the thing is, generally, in order to utilize the modes in service of Krishna, one has to come in the platform of goodness. Just staying in the mode of passion, you cannot engage your modes in serving Krishna. Therefore, we see in Bhagavad Gita, first Arjuna is in mode of goodness. Right? And then he is using the mode in Krishna's service. And goodness means being situated in devotional service. Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayascha je cheto eto irana biddhang sthitam satte prasidati. Sthitam satte prasidati. Yes.
As you mentioned that all the sensory activities are controlled by demigods. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said that all the activities are controlled by three modes of material nature. But sometimes you also hear that there is free will.
Not controlled by material nature. Happening in material, in the modes of material nature. Material nature is, the modes are inactive. They are not functioning themselves. But we are acting in those modes.
Guru Maharaj, it is also said we are having free will. So that through that free will we choose our actions. We are performing some actions. If we do something good, we are in IT. If we do something wrong, we incur sin. And as you told that we are not the doer. So these two things seems somewhat controversial, that we are also having free will. And we are not the
living entity,
is also not the doer.
So you see, the free will is simply for the sake of deciding whether we will function in the material platform or spiritual platform. Whether we will function. We have the will, to act, that we have. But when you're acting in the material nature, then we are being subjected to the action-reaction. But we also have the free will to decide whether we will serve Krishna, whether we'll endeavor for sense enjoyment. Materialistic activities means endeavor for sense enjoyment. Whether we will act for our sense enjoyment or whether we'll act for pleasure of Krishna. That is the purpose of the free will. It is not that we are like puppets completely. We don't have any, like we are being, you know, controlled in that way. But what is happening is that we are acting and we have the ability actually to decide what we will do. The karmic reaction may lead us to something, but we can say, no, we don't want to do that. Right? So that will we have. Any other question? Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Okay, there is a question from internet.
Haribol Maharaj, I have a question for the class. Sometimes when we have to sleep late because of various services and then we can't get up early during Brahma Muhurta, then what is the next best time for us to chant and read?
Well, Shyam Madhusudan, any time is good time for chanting and reading. If you can do it in the morning, Brahma Muhurta is a very auspicious time, because that's the time when nature is very, very conducive. That time is very conducive for spiritual activities. Mind is peaceful, atmosphere is very pleasant, there is no external disturbances. That's why morning time, Brahma Muhurta, is very conducive for spiritual activities. But if you can't do it at that time, then do it any time is good time. But earlier in the day is better. Because more you go into the later part of the day, as the day begins, it's passion. And as it progresses, is going more towards ignorance. And at night, it is going in ignorance. Like in passion, we work, and then we fall asleep in ignorance. We work in the mode of passion, become tired, fall into ignorance and go to sleep. Then in the morning we get up again, become active in the mode of passion, and then get tired at night, fall asleep. This is how we are always perpetuating from passion and ignorance to passion. Okay, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare. Amitabh Krishna, for how many days are you here?
I've been here about 3 days.
No, I've seen that.
Yeah. I've only been tonight.
Okay, I'll see you today.
Okay.
Give him some time.